Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Monday, November 9th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news: a Lakeland man was arrested for attempted second-degree murder and other charges. On November 3rd, 2020, Polk County Sheriff's Office deputies arrested 48-year-old Clyde Burton Davis Jr. for attempted second-degree murder and other charges after a shooting that occurred on Monday, November 2nd, during which an adult male victim was critically injured. According to the affidavit, PCSO deputies and the Polk County Fire Rescue responded to Davis's home on Edith Avenue in Lakeland around 2 p.m. and located the victim laying on the ground with a gunshot wound to his chest. The initial information reported to deputies was that the shooting was accidental. Eventually, the victim and witnesses told deputies that Davis and the suspect had gotten into an altercation, which led to the shooting. They positively identified Davis as the suspect and confirmed he had fled the scene prior to the deputy's arrival. Detectives did obtain warrants for Davis's arrest. A search of Davis's home revealed narcotics, including meth and heroin, paraphernalia, including digital scales, baggies, syringes, a meth pipe, and a straw, and shotgun shells. Davis's wife, Loretta, born January 18, 1977, was arrested for possession of meth and paraphernalia, possession of heroin, and maintaining a residence for drug use. Detectives followed up on several leads and learned Davis went to the home of some acquaintances where he left the weapon, a sawed-off shotgun, and then took a Hyundai, telling the acquaintances he was borrowing it and would be back. They cooperated fully with detectives during the investigation. Around 8 p.m. on November 3rd, 2020, PCSO received a 911 call from a couple in Lakeland who reported a man sleeping in a car in their driveway. They reported the man as Clyde Davis. When deputies arrived, they located Davis and the stolen Hyundai, and he was taken into custody without incident. The victim remains in critical condition in the hospital. Davis was booked into the Polk County Jail on charges of attempted second-degree murder, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, tampering with evidence, possession of a short-barreled shotgun, possession of ammunition by a convicted felon, grand theft of a motor vehicle, and burglary of a conveyance. Davis's criminal history dates back to 1990 when he first turned 18 and includes 37 felonies and 15 misdemeanors, and he has been to state prison 6 times. Sheriff Grady Judd of the Polk County Sheriff's Office says, yet again, we're investigating another dangerous shooting relating to illegal drug use. The victim is critically injured and may not survive, all because he went to the home of a known drug dealer and violent convicted felon to purchase and or use drugs. Our message about drugs being dangerous could not be any clearer. Your local events: the Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m. at the Streamsong Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. You can RSVP by going to hardycc.com/gala. They will also host the Wauchula Wine Walk at Mary Market at the Wauchula Historic Train Depot, 135 East Main Street, this Friday on November 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. Early registration for $20 and sponsorships are available at hardycc.com. Your job's in Hardy County. ACASA Senior Care in Zolfo Springs is looking for a companion aide. A high school diploma and a successful criminal background check DMV check, drug and TB screening are required. Peace River Thousand Trails in Wauchula is looking for a housekeeper. English fluency, a high school diploma, and proven experience in housekeeping are required. And Hertz and Sebring is looking for a car transporter. You must be at least 20 years of age, have a valid driver's license, and a flexible schedule. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Ah, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather, 81 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 82. Cloudy with a 45% chance of rain. Air quality excellent. The maximum UV index is 1. Winds east-northeast at 29 miles an hour. Wind gusts 41 miles an hour. Humidity 78%. The indoor humidity 78%. Dew point 74 degrees Fahrenheit. Cloud cover is 95%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling is 4,700 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 6:46 a.m. Eastern Time. Monday, tropical storm conditions are expected. Showers likely with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-80s. East winds 20 to 30 miles an hour with gusts up to 40 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 70%. Monday night, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, lows in the mid-70s, east winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then partly sunny, with a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the mid-80s, east winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusts up to 25 miles an hour. In the morning, chance of rain is 50%. And Tuesday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Following Ag Commissioner Nikki Fried's call for a secretarial disaster designation for Florida counties impacted by Hurricane Sally, the USDA designated Okaloosa and Walton counties as primary and Bay, Holmes, Santa Rosa, and Washington counties as secondary disaster areas. According to MorningAgClips.com, producers in these counties are now eligible for USDA Farm Service Agency disaster loans. Commissioner Fried is encouraging all eligible producers in need of financial assistance to apply immediately. Carrots, potatoes, lettuce, onions, and tomatoes were among the top 10 categories by volume in the third quarter organic produce performance report. ThePacker.com reports as weather cools and meal preparation turns to heartier fare, organic vegetables are likely to play a significant role. Thanksgiving traditionally is a big occasion for certain organic produce, but Brian Pixoto, sales manager for Lakeside Organic Garden, says it's uncertain what conditions will be like this year because of the pandemic. A grain export terminal near Baton Rouge has loaded about 38,000 tons of U.S. soybeans for shipment to Brazil. That's unusual, according to AgWeb.com, because Brazil is the world's top exporter of soybeans and almost never needs imports. But this year, Brazilian growers have sold huge volumes to China, leaving little for domestic consumption, and that's led to prices rising for animal feed and meatpacking operations in Brazil and contributed to food inflation.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. New intelligent spray technology is capable of identifying and spraying only areas that are showing symptoms of disease. This could save farmers money in addition to having positive benefits for the environment. But will it see widespread adoption?
I think the challenge is now moving this technology to be adopted by the grower.
That's Melanie Ivey of Ohio State University. She says the technology could be very helpful to specialty crop growers in particular, but it requires a degree of trust some may not feel comfortable with.
In terms of diseases, you need to be able to prove that you will get equivalent, if not better, control using the intelligent sprayer technology compared to the conventional sprayer. And one of the issues is convincing the grower that what is going on to the crop in terms of pesticide will be effective, because traditionally they've worked with these air blast sprayers where you get these huge plumes of pesticide that you can visibly see, where with the intelligent sprayer, it's so direct and the volume depends on so many different factors that sometimes it's hard to see the spray coming out, or it's hard to see any residue on the plant.
Ivy indicated that it will likely take time for this intelligent spray technology to earn farmers' trust so that they can rest easy that their hard work and their dollars are not going to waste.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Employment growth was better than expected in October.
The unemployment rate fell sharply last month, even as the U.S. faces the challenge of surging coronavirus cases and the impact they could have on the economic recovery. The Labor Department reports that non-farm payrolls increased by 638,000, and the unemployment rate was at 6.9%, a full point below September's jobless rate. The decline came with a labor force participation rate that rose 0.3 percentage points to 61.7%.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting on Wall Street. Stocks finishing mixed. The Dow fell 66 points to close at 28,323. The NASDAQ gained 4 to 11,895. The S&P 500 dropped 1 point to 3,509. New York oil down $1.39 to $37.40 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Drew Brees threw for 222 yards and four touchdowns, regaining the NFL career TD pass lead and lifting the New Orleans Saints into first place in the NFC South with a 38-3 rout of Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The three-time defending division champion won their fifth straight game, intercepting Brady three times and completing a season sweep of the Bucs, who now fall to 6-3, while the Saints improve to 6-2. Brady was sacked three times, finished 22 of 38 for 209 yards, including three completions for 31 yards to Antonio Brown, who made his debut for Tampa Bay in his return from an eight-game suspension for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. And Ben Roethlisberger engineers a fourth-quarter comeback that keeps Pittsburgh as the NFL's only unbeaten team, 24-19 over the Cowboys. This is SRN Sports. In that Pittsburgh Steelers win, Steelers improved to 8-0 for the first time in the franchise history. Other finals, the Atlanta Falcons beat the Denver Broncos 34-27. It was Baltimore over Indianapolis 24-10. Buffalo Bills topped the Seahawks 44-34. The Houston Texans beat Jacksonville 27-25. Chiefs over the Panthers 33-31. It was the Vikings 34-20 over the Lions. Giants get a win 23-20 over Washington. Tennessee 24-17 over the Bears. The Raiders beat the Chargers 31-26. And Miami beats Arizona 34-31. This is SRN Sports.
And with that, we conclude our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: the brain is a wonderful organ. It starts working the moment you get up in the morning and does not stop until you get into the office. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.